Today is Thursday, September 30th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm kind of a horrible person. I mean, not really. I'm really not. At heart, I'm a good person, but I'm kind of a horrible person. And I'll tell you why. Because my mom text messaged me yesterday, and I had a bunch of meetings, and she says, well, she called me first and I couldn't answer because I was in a meeting. And so I don't know why my mom calls me so much during work. I mean, she knows I work. But anyway, regardless, she calls me. I couldn't answer. I text her. I say, hey, I'm in a bunch of meetings this afternoon. Sorry, I couldn't answer. She texts me back and says, let's see, what was it? It was something like, I'll just pull it up here. She says, call me. I need to talk. It's important. Thanks. She did say, call me when it's convenient. But then she says, I need to talk. It's important. Well, first of all, my father died in a car accident when I was 11. And I was pulled out of class to basically take me home so I could find out or learn that my dad had died. And then go through all of that. You know, that stuff. And so anytime anyone calls me and leaves a voicemail or text messages me and says, it's important, I need to talk, call me as soon as you can, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm a pessimist anyway. So I'm like, oh my God, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? You know, so I call her immediately. My meeting ended early, so I called her immediately or as soon as I could, but I only had about 5 minutes until my next meeting. So then my mom goes, your brother was having some heart palpitations and he went to the doctor and his blood pressure was 170 over something. I don't know. And then she's like, they put him on some blood pressure medicine and he's going to go for more testing today. And you know, please pray for him or whatever. And I was thinking to myself, this is what I was thinking to myself. I was thinking to myself, mom, he's alive. He's not in the hospital. There's nothing I can do. And apparently they put him on some medicine, which hopefully will help. And they're going to run some tests today. So telling me to call that you need to talk, it's important. Like, unless he's on his deathbed, I don't know that was something that I couldn't have called like in the evening or, you know, something like that. Now, granted, she's probably really worried. She's, you know, my mom and she wants him to be okay. And I know that 170 over whatever is probably really bad. I mean, and I love my brother, but I mean, honestly, I don't know. So that probably makes me a really horrible, but all I was thinking was, ugh, seriously? How was that important? Like, what of that could you not have told me via a text message? Or could I not have called you in the evening? You know, what? And still today, he doesn't know anything. They said they were going to put him on an antidepressant to try to, I don't know, ease his worry or something, which is really weird to me because, and antidepressant from back in the day when I was on antidepressants, I don't know how they make them today, but when I was on them a long time ago, they take 2 weeks or something to start taking effect. Also, I'll tell you guys, I know that antidepressants are a real savior for a lot of people, but I will tell you, when I was on antidepressants, I didn't give a shit about anything. Like at all. It was like, I don't care. I don't care. You know, it was like, oh, you know, I'm gay. I don't care. Oh, I want to rob this store. I don't care. I mean, I didn't rob a store. But what I'm saying is antidepressants to me just made me not care about anything. I don't care if I make good grades. I don't like, woohoo, you know, the world is my oyster. I felt like it went a little too far the other way. Instead of being depressed about everything and wanting to please everyone, I was like, oh, I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. Do whatever you want. You know, so I stopped taking them because I didn't like that feeling. I guess I like to care, but that's just an aside. So anyway, I'm saying you guys can let me know if I'm a horrible person. I felt like I'm about to play a voicemail. I played it too early. But anyway, I felt like some people will probably say that I should care more. And I do care. I don't want him to die. But if they've got everything under control, I feel like it could have waited. I mean, that's all I'm saying. Let's listen to a voicemail, shall we?
Good morning, Adam. It's Scotty. You're Aussie Battler. Could you tell?
I can.
So, we've worked out that you hate birds. Birds.
Birds.
You generally hate all animal noises. You hate listening to your own podcast in the background.
Yeah.
When it's giving instructions for people.
Well, I'm just going to pause you right here. Scotty, I'm going to give you a little, information. This is what we call a podcast. And on a podcast, you want to have good audio. And good audio is not having distracting noises in the background of any type. I love birds. I love animals. I love dogs. Do I want a dog barking in the background while I'm recording my show? Probably not. I like orangutans. Do I want an orangutan making whatever noise they make in the background while I'm recording a podcast? Probably not. I love myself sometimes. Do I want to hear myself talking in the background while I'm recording a podcast? Maybe not. That's all I'm saying. So I don't think you can categorize it into like, oh, Adam doesn't like birds. It's also that's the way we say birds in America and in the U.S. Just, you know. Anyway, so there. But I love calls from you, Scott. I love all of them.
To call in and tell you something. I don't know. There's so few choices left. Anyway, you kept this a secret for a long time. You were in YWAM. Never heard that before in all these years of listening to your podcast. I think that explains why you're so screwed up mentally about the whole Christian and gay thing, because YWAM's terrible for that. I've got two friends here at my church, MCC, and they're ex-YWAM, and they're in their late 50s. Actually, one's in his 60s. And yeah, lots of scarring from their YWAM years. Anyway, I don't know. You're in the South and you go to a Baptist church. So does that mean it's Southern Baptist, which is the worst kind? I don't know. I think maybe you should find a gay-affirming church where you can toot someone's trumpet and at least be gay. Okay, well, it's Sunday, the 26th of September. Hay fever season. Bye.
I always love your calls. I just wanted to. So, yeah, I was. Well, NYWAM is a little strong. I did a summer, like a month long summer thing. I think I did it twice, maybe three times. I really had fun. I don't remember. Yeah, I mean, all of that stuff is not very affirming of being gay. Like, being in a Baptist church is not affirming of being gay. Like, I don't feel like any of it is. I'm not defending YWAM, but no, I wasn't like in YWAM. I wasn't like a staff member or live there. You know, I did like a summer thing. Like, you know, most like kids will go to a camp and do archery and canoeing and, you know, all of that kind of stuff for the summer. So we would go to YWAM and I want to say, I can't remember the place, but it was in Texas. But anyway, we would go there and we would, you know, have all that Bible stuff, training and everything, and learn how to do dramas and music and all this kind of stuff. And then we would go to Mexico for a week and we would witness to people and do dramas and all of that. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure. There are no gay affirming churches in my area. I live in Arkansas. And also, yeah, I wish. I mean, I do wish. But the thing is, the only church in town that has a really good orchestra that I can play my trumpet in, unfortunately, is the Baptist church that I go to. And otherwise, there's basically nowhere for me to play my trumpet unless I try to get in one of the local orchestras. But then you really need to be a professional for that. Like, there are trumpet instructors at the college that are in that, you know? So I would have to really devote more time to it than I do today. So, I mean, it is what it is. And yeah, I should be able to go to a gay affirming church, but none exist in my area. And so, yeah, I wish I could. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.